Hello to everybody who is listening, and thank you for joining another episode of The Plumped Serpent with me, Isabel Bloom. Today I'd like to speak about being in harmony with nature and share some simple ways to do that. In many holistic sciences and ancient wisdom traditions, we are healthy when we are in harmony with our surroundings. And for much of human history, we have owned the skills needed to be able to feel and adapt to the slight changes in our environment. Our lives had a flow that changed depending on the time of the year. We rose with the sun, ate the foods, dressed and engaged in activities according to the weather and seasons we were in. We were acutely aware of our natural environment, as it had a direct effect on every aspect of our lives. In the modern world, we have mainly lost our connection to the environment and ultimately to ourselves. We have many internal contradictions and we use much force against the natural flow or state of things, and we are not mindful and aware to the changing of the seasonal and cosmological cycles. But as we are part of nature and the universe, we are inseparable to it. And for our overall health, being in harmony with nature and the natural flow of energy is a key element. According to the Taoist philosophy, the Dao, or the way, is the approach in accord with the flow of nature. The basic idea of the Taoists is to enable people to realize and live that. Since human life is only a small part of a larger process of nature, the human life which makes sense in the Taoist view is that which is in harmony with nature. Therefore, when we pursue harmony between humanity and nature, there will be no friction and no violence. The supreme good is like water, which benefits all of creation without trying to compete with it, as the Chinese philosopher Lao Tzu states in the Tao Te Ching, the ancient and fundamental Taoist text. The human body is a microcosm reflecting the macrocosm of the universe. The saying, as above, so below, mirrors this insight. Your body follows universal or natural law as well as its own internal individual order or laws. Each season has its own energy, and this seasonal energy allows different things to change and transform. Natural law tells us that different seasonal energies are related to different internal organs. It's important to know that seasonal energies greatly influence their related organs' functions. As I talked about this five element theory in a previous podcast. So, what is the flow of nature and how can you be in harmony with it? On a very basic level, this means one attunes one's life to the seasons. We harmonize our energy and body with the seasonal energy. How do we know what the seasonal energy is? By observing oneself, time, and also nature. What do you perceive when you watch animals and plants in the seasons? Or what do they radiate? What comes up when you smell the soil, observe the sky, hear the wind, or feel the water? When you are in harmony with the natural world around you, you see what is going on. You perceive the underlying patterns and adapt accordingly. When you live in the northern hemisphere, you can observe that nature is preparing to rest. As mid-September draws near, nature makes the transition to fall. Everything is moving from the external, expansive nature of summer to the internal, contractive nature of autumn. The weather gets cooler, the air is crisp, and sooner or later, colorful leaves cover the ground. Every fall, nature gives us much joy with a variety of colors, followed by a period of dryness and then release, as the trees let go of their leaves. Every change that takes place in nature also occurs within us. Nature shows us the way and always provides guidance. When you're in harmony with nature, you tune into its messages. In autumn, nature has one last burst of color to release the beauty it's been holding within. Let yourself be inspired by that and let your inner color shine. As nature shows wonderful displays of reds, oranges, and yellows that fill once green treetops, allow yourself to expand your horizons and to tap into the beauty that resides within you. And as trees innately know that they will release their leaves every autumn, fall is also the perfect time to take stock of things in your life. Removing everything that you no longer need can be liberating and is in harmony with the autumn energy. As trees don't use extra energy to hang on tightly, don't expend extra energy holding onto something that no longer serves you. As trees simply and gracefully cut off ties and give those leaves a little push, let go so you can truly be free. Clean out your closets and bookshelves, computers and living room and all the other rooms, keeping only what has meaning and value to you. Make room for the new and literally breathe easy. For as humans, losing implies grief and sadness, which are the emotions tied to the fall season, the metal element and the leading organ systems, lung and large intestine. So when you let go of attachment of any kind and also express potential grief and sadness fully, you do your lungs and body a big favor. In autumn, nature gives us yet another lesson as leaves scatter across the ground and trees are left bare. It's the lesson of turning inward and the lesson of giving yourself some extra care. The process of trees releasing their leaves is an act of survival, a healthy put yourself first motto that many have a hard time following. By putting themselves first, trees allow their leaves to stretch out and nourish the entire ecosystem. By letting their leaves decompose, their nutrients help sustain plants and animals that either live in the soil or will grow in the spring. So do something just for you, and then rest, deeply rest, so that you can stretch your branches and regrow coming spring. Taking care of your lungs is also key in autumn. One of the best things you can strengthen them is to walk outdoors. Take your time each day to soak up and enjoy the beautiful autumn colors. Breathe in the fresh, crisp, cool air and let it clean you from within. You can also exercise one of the many breathing techniques, for example, the purification breath, according to Taoist teachings. You can sit comfortably in a cross-legged position or at the edge of a chair. Put your hands on your knees or in front of your belly. Bring your mental awareness to the inhale and exhale. Allow your breath to be gentle, slow, and subtle. Breathe in through the nose, breathe out from the mouth. As you inhale, feel as if drawing healing energy from nature into your body. As you exhale, let go of all the old stagnant energy flowing out from your body. Breathing in, nurturing, healing energy. Breathing out any stress and tension. Purify your body with every breath. You can do this breathing exercise with a breathing cycle of 9 times, 18 times, or 36 times. Autumn is also the time to sleep a little bit longer and eat warming, nourishing food. And moving inward, sharpening your awareness of your emotional reactions and paying extra attention to your inner lives. Being in harmony with nature is actually easy, as you've heard. All you need to do is to observe your inner world and outer world and adapt accordingly. Allow yourself to be in harmony with nature and to be in harmony with yourself. When you enjoyed this podcast and like to deepen your connection with nature, visit my website plumpedserpent.net. There you'll find my online mini course as well as short inspirational texts and illustrations. You can also sign up to get a short guided meditation to deepen your connection with Earth and yourself. May you root deeper in yourself.